If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 77 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player two on this one, 8-0. How you doing, bud?
Never been better in my life. I'm coming to you guys on my mobile.
Player three.
What up? Mobile.
Hold on. What up, NPC fam? It's your boy, 8-0, your hero.
Player three, Brian, what's up, dude?
Nothing much. I hope you guys are ready to talk one whole hour of Nier Automata. I'm ready to go. How about you guys?
It's not even on the Switch. Oh, my
no?
gosh. This guy is so hooked on this game.
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, before we talk about Nier, if you guys want to go to Audible. trial.com/NPC. Get yourself a free book. Pick up Console Wars, Ready Player One. Good stuff there. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. That's opseat.com. Comfortable, affordable gaming chairs. Check them out. Check them out. And as Eric's phone just falls.
Whatever.
Use coupon code N64Josh to save $10 at checkout. And I believe right now the Master Series is $20 off. So go check that out. Lastly, guys, I have a patron. If you go to patreon.com/N64Josh, there you can get some free content, some exclusive content. Go check it out. The prices start at $1 for an extra podcast. This show's live, usually at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, sometimes computers just don't turn on altogether. Everyone's looking at you, Eric. Everyone's looking at you. But you know what? We're going to have fun anyway. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Twitch.tv/N64Josh, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesdays. Everybody that's here live right now, I see Ben and Cam and Shellshock and Kirby and Lumber and Jester and David. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for hanging out. Anybody that's just Richard, I see you there too. Yikum. Thank you, guys. If you're just lurking, thank you for the lurk. We appreciate it. And we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. So, with a deep breath.
Huzzah.
Eric.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, man? How are you?
Never been better in my entire life. I've not been playing a whole lot. Been really busy with work. I started Kirby just enough to see it had a story, which excites me. That's about it. Not been doing much else but working.
All right. That's all good. That's all good. At least you got to play a little Kirby. Brian, how about you, man? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a little bit of Splatoon 2. And a whole lot of bit of Nier Automata.
Nice.
Which needs to come to the Switch. I won't play it for reasons which I won't say because I want a spoiler blackout. But yeah, I think it needs to come to the Switch just because I think everyone should experience it. It's got a lot going for it. I can't say enough good things.
Cool. Awesome. Guys, it's kind of been my huge... Mario Kart, of course. Splatoon, of course. And I know I actually beat Kirby. I didn't pull a Josh. Everybody's so surprised. There's been so many jokes in Discord already. So, just keep them coming. I actually beat a game. So, and it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And if you really enjoyed that game, the end game for it is quite extensive. So... There,
you mean like after you beat it, or just like the ending to the game?
No, like after you beat it, there's like,
okay,
it opens up a ton of stuff for like, I don't know that it's considered spoilers.
It's when the real game starts after you beat it.
Not really that, but like if you're interested in speed running at all, they have timers and like kind of modified courses and different power-ups kind of stuff. So, you know,
nice.
It's actually
that. That was something I was wondering about that game, how much, because, you know, obviously expect it to be somewhat on the easy side. So I was wondering how much replayability there would actually be.
So can we address real quick the easy, like Kirby's always like associated with easy games. I was just playing the first one on my NES Classic. Like I streamed it last Thursday or something. That game was not easy. You were fighting the frame rate, let alone enemies everywhere. But and I got to laugh at the chat. Everybody's like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, it's a Kirby game. How could you not beat it?" You know. So everybody's got the jokes. To me, the length of Kirby was perfect. Like it wasn't super long. I was left wanting more when it ended, which I thought was good. I wasn't like, "Oh, is this over yet?" You know. So I liked it. I wish the end was about the same difficulty as the beginning, but for a younger audience, this is going to be a perfect game. Like absolutely perfect. I could see younger kids playing this and getting hours and hours and hours of entertainment out of it. Plus a lot of the mini games we tried playing three player at my house, and it's like Smash. It's just kind of chaos. You know, you're like, where are you at on the screen kind of thing. Yeah. But the mini games, there's like a chopping down a tree to build a log house. That was actually pretty fun competing in that. There's like a, almost like a home run derby with asteroids, which is pretty fun as well. And so, you know, those aren't going to last you a super long time. But if you've got people over, like it's a, you know, kind of doubles as a party game. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So for people like me that are more off the fence than on the fence for this game, you said it was super easy, which totally turns me off. But are there parts to it that can be super hard sprinkled in? Or is it, because I think you had said the same thing about Mario Odyssey. Like you could go through the game and it's kind of not extremely hard, but there were certain things to get, like certain unlockables that were extremely hard. Is there any of that in Kirby, or does it not reach that level?
I would say it falls short in that area. Like Mario Odyssey does something that is unlike, I mean, there's very few games that can pull it off to where you can literally reach an audience of novice to advanced players, and advanced players can have a blast, like not allowing Mario to touch the ground just with all the crazy jumps they can do. Whereas a novice player would never have that happen. With Kirby, the only thing that you're going to be going back for, or maybe you miss along the way, are some different secrets. And I'm not sure how many there are, but apparently there's at least two that I've seen. And I think there's more. I saw YouTube videos showcasing all of them. There's like basically secret HAL endings. And so the very last level, I happened to like accidentally find one of them. And so there are like secrets and stuff you can look for. The puzzles are more like, oh, that was cool when you finished it, versus like a shrine in Zelda where you're like, how the heck, what am I supposed to do here?
You're sweating.
You didn't really run into any of that. And so, and I don't think it's going for that. I think it's one of those games that it's like, hey, do you want something to relax while you're playing? Like you don't have to lean forward. Here's Kirby, you know, sit back, kick your feet up and don't worry about just, I mean, I think I had like 95 lives when I stopped the game. Like I probably died a total of less than 10 times. You know, and some of those were because I couldn't see where Kirby was and I jumped off a cliff or else something crushed me, you know. So overall, I think it's a decent game, but I definitely would say it's one of those games that, like, if you have younger kids or nieces or nephews or something that are just kind of getting into gaming, it's one of those games that you're like, hey, four of us can play this. Let's do this versus. And again, I sat down by myself and and played through it and enjoyed it. But I would not say that everybody is going to enjoy it like that. You know, there's jumping from a game like Bayonetta to Kirby, unless you're wanting that just to relax, you know, so you're not trying to just, like I said, like, or like Brian said, just to be sweating all the time.
Not relax while playing Bayonetta.
No, that's a lean forward game. And like, keep the ice pack ready, cause my hands are killing me, you know. Now the chat's saying I'm like a Kirby hater.
40 so. Minutes. I think I need to play some Kirby.
What was that, after one boss being 40 minutes? That you said?
No. I mean, after this, yeah, my iMac being the boss that I'm battling right now.
Correct.
I'm losing lives over here.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows, Hate sounds a little off today because he is on mobile. Like, he's on his phone right now. Yeah. No actual microphone, just his phone. So
his phone.
Yeah. We're
hitting it old school.
We're doing it live.
Back for you.
Yeah.
My battery is fluctuating, going up and down, but I'm actually depleting battery faster than gaining it. So at some point, I'm just going to drop off this call altogether.
So it's a fun little mini game.
I apologize in advance. This is the worst day of my entire life.
Oh, it's all
happy
good.
To be here. It's, happy to be here.
It's all good. Well, we got a few releases today. The physical releases that I'm aware of are, you guys aren't going to want to miss this one, RBI Baseball 2018.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Waiting for that one.
Yeah, it's it comes in at the budget price of like $29.99 or something like that. So it could only get better from 17. So fingers crossed.
Are you sure?
Full review next week. I know y'all can't wait.
I recommend the Neo Geo baseball game that's on there.
Yes.
If you're going to get a baseball game, get that one.
Where's the original?
Or the soccer one.
Yeah. Well, I want original RBI. They were so good. So good back in the day. The other one was Attack on Titan 2. And somebody has to explain to me why I should open this game and play it. That's all I'm wondering. Like, I think somebody was like, hey, I think I want to buy this. You need to stream it on Friday. So we'll probably do a little bit of it on Friday and see what we can make of it. I think it's like anime or cartoons or something. I'm not real sure.
Let's see here. Whoa, that almost happened. Okay, so I can give you the definitive, should you open it and play it or not.
Okay. Oh, great.
Here we go. No. Nothing weird.
No, I wasn't going to be
just
weird.
I'm search like randomly on the internet. Okay, so this is off of Steam. This is out of 126 reviews, and it came in at very positive.
Okay.
So I would say if it was mixed or less, I wouldn't open it. But being very positive, I mean, I think that's good.
All right, there we go. There's our Friday stream. We're playing Attack on Titan 2. So we'll do that Friday in the afternoon. We are going to skip over like all of the eShop games that are coming out today. I'll pick that up on Thursday. We can go over that. Let's jump into this Nindy showcase, especially since we don't know how long Eric's battery is going to last.
So. I'm holding strong at 7%. I haven't dipped below that yet. We're holding strong.
Okay. All right. So
just don't move a lot.
Yeah.
I will say this. Initially, our Discord, there was a lot of like the initial feedback was the direct was kind of meh. Or the showcase. It's really not a direct, right? It's an indie showcase.
Right.
So, I mean, I think we all kind of had some high expectations, wanting to see something like Golf Story, wanting to see something like Floor Kids, wanting to see something like Stardew Valley.
Celeste.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And so we didn't see anything that felt like it was on that level, but I still think there were some gems in here. So the first one that we saw was Mark of the Ninja Remastered. Now, this is a completely new game to me, but all they did was show a very quick teaser of a dude with a machine gun getting taken out by a ninja. Kind of like Batman style, almost. Do you guys have any history with this game?
No, I have not played it at all.
Okay. I did see Mikey B again, in the chat.
To my trusty Steam, very, very positive. Okay. And all reviews, 10 out of 10,000 reviews, overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like this is a don't miss. Mikey B playing from the Discord said he has beat this game so many times, there's no way he'll purchase it again, but he really, really liked it. So there you go. That's, hey, you know what? Being a kid of the 80s, the more ninjas, the better, right? Huh? Yeah. Am I right?
And it looks like a really cool side scroller. Well, okay. It's categorized as stealth platformer ninja indie 2D action. So
was that ninja cool. indie 2D? Like
not 2D, like from Facts of Life, like 2D.
Speaking of 80s, way to go, man.
I just want to point out that if Mikey B. Playing says it's a good game, I trust his opinion. However, I've seen what he plays and how he plays. It's next level. So if this game requires that level of skill, I might have to pass. Because he's ridiculous on his Twitter with his Celeste post.
Oh yeah, he's no joke. He's no joke. And now Kirby Geek is singing the Facts of Life in the Twitch chat. So, oh my goodness. Okay,
not sorry.
The next one, Fantasy Strike. You guys got anything on this one?
Which one was that? Can you refresh my memory? I would look it up, but I can't do anything because computer's worthless and my phone is occupied.
Life. So. Let's see here. Well, let me bring it up. Let's see. Fantasy Strike. This is the one where it was it almost looks like the old school, like Virtual Fighter.
Oh yeah.
Side scroller in an arena. They're like, oh, fight with magic and rainbows and
You
painting can and
fight with anything.
Wait, is this Kirby? What are we talking about?
Yeah, kind of. It looked cool, but I'm not a huge fighting game fan, so it's not going to do much for me, but it looked cool. If the gameplay is any good, it could be a lot of fun for tournaments.
Shellshock Prime from the chat says that game looks amazing. It's based on a card game called Yami.
Hmm.
All right.
So,
yeah, and right now, what are your alternatives? You got the old Neo Geo fighting games, and you've got
Samurai Showdown's good stuff.
I don't think it's aged well. Anyways, then you got Street Fighter, and then now you got this. So it's glad to see like another fighting game, but it's hat into the ring. No pun intended.
Where's Pocket Rumble? Come back,
Pocket Rumble. Doesn't sound like what it should sound like.
Just Shapes and Beats.
Yeah.
Yeah? You excited for this one?
I love, you know, not necessarily even rhythm games, but music-based games. I love them. Rhythm games, too. But like Sound Shapes years ago, for whatever reason, that game hooked me. You all know how I feel about Floor Kids. So yeah, just Sounds and Shapes sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, and I think recently because of the Switch and like games on Steam, there's tons of the like bullet hell / twin stick shooters. I have a new appreciation for those, and this looks like it's going to scratch that itch. Speaking of twin stick shooters, if you haven't played Nier Automata yet, they have a huge, huge section with twin stick shooting. Just saying. But yes, I'm really excited for this one, actually. And anytime you got like funky, like dance music that I don't listen to at all in my normal life, when I get to hear it like in game, it's like, it's a guilty pleasure. I like it. I'm excited for it.
Right on. Next one. This is the best name of the whole showcase. Garage.
I don't think it could have got any more like movie of the week, like which was AMC or whatever station Duck Dynasty's on. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I thought the like film grain, the VHS look, was kind of a cool addition. It reminded me of I mean, I guess it's hard to differentiate yourself if you're a top-down shooter, but it reminded me of, you know, so many of those indie top-down shooters that came out that were Zombie Apocalypse from a few years ago. So, but hey, it could be cool. One thing I'm not sure about is it looks like you are almost using a cursor to aim. And I would not enjoy that. So I hope that was just like some sort of weird.
You can only play in tabletop. You've got to point at the screen. Well,
I don't think that's the case, but you see, like, when he's aiming to the top right, the cursor didn't go all the way. Like, it stopped somewhere in the middle. And I was like, how's that?
Well, hopefully it's just the direction.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just a direction cue, maybe. Or maybe that's only at the point in which it's accurate, and then maybe beyond that it's slightly inaccurate. I'm probably reading way too into this. Deborah, and I was like, yeah, sure, bro.
Next we have Pool Panic. Little eight ball action. You guys no. Brian says no. Hate says. Survey I'll have to says
see more about it because the game looks really cool and really stupid all at the same time. The game's either going to be awesome or it's going to be horrible, and I don't see any way it falls in between.
So, no more, no less.
No more, no less. It's either awesome or horrible. So we'll see. I'm optimistic that it'll be a sleeper hit.
So, I was chatting with Super Nintendad a little bit in Discord, and he was like, he said he was looking forward to Pool Panic. So, you know, there you go. This is the one. This was the gem for hate. Bomb Chicken.
Yep.
What in a world where chickens and bomb? No, what is this?
It just looked a little interesting. Once I saw that you could stack like four or five bombs together, it just, you know, increased the level of intrigue for me. It looks like a puzzle platformer where you are a chicken who can lay bombs. Like, what else do I need to sell? You're a chicken fighting back to this evil corporation. Like, it's perfect. They didn't call out Foster Farms by name, but it was Foster Farms. Not a sponsor.
So I'm guessing this is a day one for Brian.
No. this falls into the realm for me of like, I would have loved this if I was like 8-year-old Brian picking this up on like my Nintendo, but it's just, I don't know. It crosses over into that. Even Mario doesn't cross over into this realm, right? Like, it's like an established fantasy world. So you're like, oh, it's a mushroom with a face. I believe it. But this is, I don't know. It just, I didn't find it appealing.
Chicken that lays bombs.
I was watching it.
This
is
fake.
I was just kind of like, what's next? It just, I don't know. It didn't strike a chord, or there wasn't anything that I found super.
I think it's because you murdered your inner child. All right, Brian.
Yes.
He's got his inner child locked up like you lock up your amiibo.
I told you I'm going to compare everything coming out to Nier Automata from now on. So this just doesn't stack up. You can stack bombs, but it just doesn't stack up in my heart.
Oh, wow.
To take this up with Kirby Geek, I think she's going to have words for you.
I will take that challenge. Challenge accepted.
Can you blow
up? No, I mean, it's very creative. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just didn't tickle my fancy.
Kirby's asking Brian in Nier, can you blow up other chickens and make them like chicken nuggets?
I told you, spoiler blackout.
Oh, great. That's a maybe. Shoot.
Yeah, it's a maybe.
All right. Next we have Lumens. Did I say that right? Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll go with that.
Okay. Lumens Remastered, which, I mean, everything I saw on Twitter or anybody mentioned, they were like, I can't believe this is coming. So I went and watched here's the deal. When I watched the direct, I was literally in a Lowe's shopping for like wood stain and things, trying to look at my phone and not run into people with my cart, you know? And so I was like, okay, this is like Techno Tetris, you know? Have you guys played it before? I never have.
It's a PSP game originally, right? I think.
That's what it says here, what I'm looking at. A remastered version of the popular PSP puzzle game, Lumens, is making its way to Switch.
Looks like Luminous. Is that how you say it?
Luminous? Complete with HD Luminous? Rumble support. Luminous? So we got that going on for us.
Lumens?
Yeah, that's cool. I worked at GameStop when it was popular, and I sold through it, and there's definitely a big following for it. I demoed it and I did not enjoy it, so I will not be picking it up. I don't understand the remaster, but clearly I'm mistaken because people, like you said on Twitter, they're going crazy for it. So
Nightcrawler in chat's like, PSP game, really fun. Yeah. Shellshock says it's amazing, you know. Yep. So there you go. There you go.
Yeah, this just like the other game, I think this will scratch my super trance music, bright color itch. So I'll probably be picking this one up. It looked to me like it was Tetris, but side scrolling with radar. However that works out.
Nightcrawler says he's getting it. So
yeah, there's like this sweeping thing that went across this. I don't even know what it does.
It's that game that's in, well, what arcades are now, where you like win stuff with the side scrolling red block and you have to like try to make your way to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
But it's in handheld form. Therefore, yeah. It's better.
Oh, sweet.
That is true.
Reigns, Kings and Queens. This one do anything for you guys?
No.
Which one was this again?
This is with a deer. It's like a, I don't know if it's a card game. Or what? So, but yeah, I think it won a BAFTA award, so it's got to be worth something, right?
it's got to be good.
Here's a real question. How much is it going to cost when it comes out? Because it's $2 on Steam right now. It's a Choice Matters indie RPG medieval casual game. That's what they have it classified as.
Oh, wow. That's very descriptive.
Very positive.
I would say it's going to be $15 at a minimum. I mean,
unless it's physical, 30.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop. Cam Autobots is $4.99. There you go. Confirmed. Okay. No, it's not confirmed.
If it were $4.99, I can buy it with my reward points, so we're good.
There you go.
Just think, you could have bought two of them if you had been able to find Payday.
Oh, don't even get me started. I still have yet to see that in the wild.
Yeah, no one ever will. I don't think anybody ever will. Lightfall.
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's hear it. Sell me,
again,
baby.
It looks like it's an endless runner, which I don't know if it really is, because I think if I was paying attention, which I don't know if I was, they said that the level they showed was actually like the infinite runner or the time attack runner level. So maybe the actual single player in this game isn't quite just a full on run from left to right game. But it had like this epic music score in it. And I'm like, oh, this looks cool. It's all like stylized. And right away it pops up when it had all those awards with the little like olive branches around them. So you're like, oh, this has got to be good because everyone's going to tell me it is. But this is a buy for me.
Excellent. Excellent. How about you, Hey? Anything?
Yeah, I think it looks cool. It obviously reminds you of a lot of the new fast side-scrolling puzzle or platformers. The one thing I'm not sure about, and I'd like to see more, is it looks like you create that little box that you climb on.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like also each time he created it without resetting and landing on a different platform, there was like a little indicator on there. So I'm not sure if you can only do it four times before it blows up or fails on you, or, obviously something like that would have to be included or the game wouldn't be nearly as challenging as it should. But yeah, I think it looks cool. I'll probably buy that one day one just because it looks like it has potential to be a lot of fun. Of all the games, that one looks like the one that's probably going to sink its teeth in the most.
It does look great. Like the background is crazy. Yeah. It looks like at some points there's like four or five layers of background. So that's it definitely has that kind of almost like that Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy vibe, a little bit of a Celeste vibe, kind of like I could see this being one that that people really enjoy and maybe have some killer like speed runs and things like that. Like,
do you remember when layers was a selling point? Like, I think Super Nintendo had four layers and Genesis only had three. Like, ooh, it's better.
Oh, four layers without blast processing. Good try, boys. Good try.
It had it.
All right.
No, it wasn't as exciting as blast processing. I think it just literally had a faster like bandwidth.
Right. Okay, next one is West of Loathing. We got stick figures running around in a hand-drawn.
Yeah. It looks like you can walk on your hands as a stick figure, so that's pretty much all I need to summarize for that game. It's a must-buy for everybody. You can be a stick figure and walk on your hands.
You can also do the super creepy, like, walk on all fours. Like,
can you do it like the girl from The Ring?
That's what it is. That's what I was looking at.
This is a day one must-buy game of the year potential.
And it's an exclusive, so maybe this will be the game, Josh, that catapults the Switch into number one on Twitch. The must-have that brings everyone over away from their PS4s.
It may be.
Everyone puts down Fortnite for West of Loathing.
West of Loathing. Which, I mean, it looks like, it kind of looked like the gameplay, you're running around, but then it almost looked like a turn-based RPG, like the way you were doing battle. Like, I'm going to run over and smack this snake or this large group of enemies. They had a battle that way, but then there was a snake battle that was kind of happening almost real time. So
you can toggle between them.
Okay. Interesting. So, all right. The next one, and I always say it right, looks like Pode.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. It looks pretty. It looks good. You're a little like, I don't know what you are, like a glowing Kirby that's not pink. That'd be the way I would describe it. A little more on the yellow side. Looks like you're making crystals grow along the way. What?
You have a little box buddy.
Yeah.
Little block buddy.
Little box friend. Is this, did this grab either of you guys?
Nope.
with how short this entire showcase was, I think a game like that needs more than a 20-second. Because I don't even understand what the point of that game is. So it might be amazing. It's too soon to say for me.
I wonder if it is one of those games where it's like literally no one knows anything about it, and Nintendo felt like, hey, this is something creative. Let's showcase this. Let's give it its fair due and see what happens. As opposed to just, I have a huge problem right now with the eShop, dude. It's like stuff gets slapped on there, and then you get stuff that's slapped on that it says like coming in April, and then all of a sudden 10 games jump out ahead of it, and you're like, well, where did these come from? You know, like, so maybe they were just hoping this doesn't get lost in that shuffle, because they feel deep down maybe it has got something special, and they just wanted to kind of give it that little extra something.
It seems like that's kind of what Nintendo is doing. It looks like I don't remember if it was from our interview with the Floor Kids crew or if it was from a separate interview, but they said they didn't choose Nintendo. Their original target was to be a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo actually came on to them and said, like, you guys need to come over to the Switch. And obviously they're like, oh my gosh, Nintendo. So they went for it. So it seems like Nintendo is making a huge focus on these indies. And like you said, this might just be simply that, where this game was going to be on X platform or mobile or something. They said, nope, we want it.
Hey, if they want it, that means there's the chance, there's the potential's there. The same kind of thing happened with Floor Kids, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
It's good stuff. Next we have, this is probably my highlight of the direct, and that is the messenger. And we got ninjas in 8-bit, but wait, act now, and they're 16-bit. Like
the most minute bump in graphics like ever seen, it's
double,
dude.
It's double the graphics. Double the fun.
This is my pick of the show, though. Like, this looks like a game I would play. It very much Ninja Gaiden, right? I mean, it's like, oh, hey, this is a blatant ripoff, and I'm okay with that. Like, let's, but then with like crazy lasers and like sweet moves and leveling up, like it kind of looks like, you know, like the complete little package. And the messenger looks like it's going to be what the Mummy Demastered was for me last year, where it was like, oh, this is like kind of my 16-bit pick. You know, I really, really liked that game and the way it looked. So, oh, look, there's superpower. There's ads playing, or not ads, but I have everything muted and paused. So, you know,
correct me if I'm wrong. Did it say that you could, like, whenever you wanted, switch in between 8 and 16-bit? Because the description I got says, The Messenger, a game that transforms from 8-bit platformer to 16-bit time-traveling adventure. So I'm wondering if you go travel through time, and when you go to the future, it's 16-bit. And if you travel back to the past, it's like 8-bit.
From the showcase, it looks like he goes through some purple blob or something, and then it turns 16-bit.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's something you can summon at will or what.
Yeah.
Now you're playing. Oh, good. We're just gonna watch power. We're just gonna keep all the Nintendo stuff just rocking in the background. I don't. What, Streamlabs, why are you doing this to me?
You wanted to add cool sound effects.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your effects.
I refreshed and paused and muted everything. But hey, Tardy brought like 18 viewers over. So welcome, everybody, from Tardy Stream. We're super glad you're here. Don't mind the alerts right now. It's just the way it goes. Yeah. Thank you, guys, for coming and hanging out with us. We are we're doing the Nintendo PowerCast live right now. We're just talking about the Nindie Showcase. So, moving right along from the messenger, we have Bad North. How do you guys feel about this one? Excited? The look on Brian's face is one of somebody that can't wait to play this.
Well, no, like, when I first saw it, I was like, eh, it's not for me, because they said it was like it looks like a roguelite,
RTS?
Tower defense.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of, like, which, I don't know. It looks like it's very well done, I'll say that.
Interesting graphics.
I'm not a big fan of the roguelites. Here, go through it, die. Now go through it again, but it's slightly different. So you can't build up a muscle memory. It's like different every time. You have to actually have like 12-year-old Twitch reflexes to beat those games.
Yeah, right.
Which I don't have and I haven't had for a long time. But yeah, no, I mean, it looks well done. It's just probably not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it doesn't look like for me either. Next one is the Banner Saga 3. And I know a few people in chat were pretty hyped about this one. And in the Discord. You guys excited?
I've never played it. I think I have two on my Xbox because it was free on Gold.
Okay.
How excited are you going to be when you pick up Banner Saga 3? Physical with 1 and 2 as a download code. You know what's coming.
Oh, I can't wait. Gotta have those physical titles. I know, like I said, a few people in chat were pretty excited for it. I don't know. Look, I know that I'm part of the problem when it comes to indie games. Like, there were very few that I even played, like, on the 360. Like, Braid was one of my favorites. Geometry Wars, you know, like, but Eric and I used to have, like, we would have to beat each other's high score all the time in Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars, yeah.
So
we played Castle Crashers too.
Yeah, a little bit of Castle Crashers, but especially on Nintendo systems, like, we were talking in the Discord about the Wii U, and like, they were, you know, I think Killer was like, oh, it was so hard to find anything. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was super easy to find everything. I could see where the NES games were. I could see where the Super Nintendo games were. I could see where the 64 games were. Like, I never even looked for an indie, because I'm like, other than Shovel Knight, I didn't play any of them. You know, it just, I'm part of the problem. I know.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. That's right. Not anymore.
Well, I think I think that's a it's a good thing and a bad thing that we have all these nindy games. Because I think that was maybe the problem with the last couple consoles was they didn't have enough of this stuff. And it was like, hey, the big game, was it? Well, the Wii U, literally a Nintendo game came out every quarter. Like, you got four games a year. Like, that is terrible.
If we were lucky.
Yeah, if one didn't get canceled or delayed. So it's just like, the fact that we are getting these, you know, these nindies and all these, like, I mean, I wouldn't say we're getting a ton of third party. We do get third party, but it's not like this huge outpouring of third party coming like to Switch.
Yeah, maybe but we're change. Already getting more third parties on Switch than the Wii U is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good. And the fact that we're getting all these little games that like games that I just bought, was it Old Man's Story? Cause it was like, I used my gold coins and it ended up costing me like $3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a game that I'm going to like, I probably will never replay it after I go through it one time. Cause I doubt there's replay about you, but just the fact that it's like, oh sure, I'll throw $5 at a game instead of, you know, McDonald's, not a sponsor. So yeah, I mean, I think it's cool and it's a system that's very, very capable of running these style of games. So.
Yeah, I just I think we've basically said it, but they've just got to be careful about turning it into another Steam where it's really hard to find anything unless you are searching for something specifically, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's my biggest gripe.
There kind of needs to be some kind of a rating system or something. I know that can be abused, but I mean, the 3DS had it. You know, we've talked about this stuff, but I mean,
the weird thing to me is they're showcasing all these indies and what have you, but they don't have them separated on the eShop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. Like, you should be, at the very least, like, retail titles, indie titles. Like, I don't really understand, because, like, one of the two of you were saying a little earlier that a game comes out, and it's immediately missed because 14 games came out that day.
Yeah, I think the only way currently that game companies can kind of get their game seen is obviously the day it comes out, it jumps up to the top of the list. And then if you want your game to be at the top of the list again, you have to put it on sale so it's on games on sale. Unless it's a top seller already, then it's got its own top seller category. But if you're a smaller game, you're probably never going to hit that category. So it's like, I don't know what, you take a penny off your game, just what throws it into the games on sale category? Like, I don't know. I wish they would do something similar to Steam. You know, you can type in, you know, indie, 2D, you know.
Yeah, there's platformer. Some tags, basically tags for the.
Yeah, I wish they would do that because Steam, in my opinion, is kind of a mess anyways. I don't always find what I'm looking for and I got to go deep into it. But it's still, I feel, exponentially better than what Switch currently has.
I wonder if Nintendo's a little surprised at how many games are on there. You know, I mean, maybe they didn't. Maybe, I mean, what were they expecting? And maybe that's one of the big things we'll see with this. What is it going to be? The 6.0 firmware, since 5 offered so much new stuff.
5.1.4.
Yeah.
Well, the rumor for 5 was that it was laying groundwork. And I think Hate had mentioned that. Was it last episode you said something about like maybe they're just getting like some infrastructure set up and they don't want to just throw a patch out there and oh look it crashed the system and because we weren't baby stepping it. So, you know, Maybe that's all it is.
Well, and something I heard that was about the Tegra chip or whatever has there's a possibility of a new new chipset doesn't mean it's going to run GameCube games. Like I posted in the Discord and Brian was like, you're an idiot. Well, I was kidding.
We've seen this in the past, right? Like the Xbox 360 went through like, I don't know, all changes. I don't know how many changes you can have during a console.
With the Xbox HDMI. 360
doubled that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they added like some hardware features, but that system ran so hot that I think by getting a better chip in there, it's like, okay, let's underclock this thing now. And oh, look, it still runs everything exactly the same.
If they switched GPU vendors like mid life cycle,
possibly.
They did something just totally bizarre. Like, I don't remember for sure, but that was a weird time for systems.
Yeah. But with the Switch, I guess some people have data mined the latest update, and they were like, ooh, it says something on here about like 8 gigs of RAM, and we currently have 4 gigs of RAM on the Switch. But they also believe that we'll never see that. Like, that has something to do with like the dev kits.
Yeah.
Which would make sense because dev kits require more horsepower because not only are they running the game to test it, but they're running like debug code in the background and they need that extra horsepower dedicated to that. Because if you just have a straight up Switch and you're trying to like make a game for it, there's no way you're going to make like a Nintendo quality product just because the hardware limitations are end up messing you up. So, but yeah, I mean, if it makes the system better all around, yeah, go ahead and do whatever. I'm all for firmware updates, so.
Especially if they'll make GameCube games possible. It's a joke. No GameCube games that we know of. I know, everybody wants them. Go play Luigi on the 3DS.
I'm going on record. I don't think it's going to happen. Officially, what's it? 320, 2018.
I can't even get my iMac to run the Discord app. How's the Switch going to run? How's the Switch going to run GameCube games? Let's be real here.
With its new Tegra chip. Yeah. It does all.
It does. It does. So we had a bunch of more. We had a bunch more releases today. And we're only going to just touch on these real quick because we're getting close to our hour mark and Hate's phone hasn't died yet. So as far as some other indie releases, let's see. Nidhogg 2, Drifter, Hyperlight, Crashlands, and Squadron 51. Now, I'm not positive that Squadron 51 was announced today, but today was the first day that I saw it, and I want to make sure that I bring this game up. And I will have a link to the video in the show notes for this game. This game... I don't want to say that it's going to be this year's Cuphead because Cuphead was amazing and the way it looked was phenomenal. But this game has that like that really old fashioned aesthetic to it that looks like a 1950s black and white movie where you put, and it's a shmup. And so basically UN Squadron, but and you're playing as these old planes and the models don't really have any movement whatsoever. There's like lasers coming off of them when you fire or like bullets or whatever. But the plane looks like it was just a photograph that they just photoshopped out. And then the way it controls, it almost looks like it's tied to strings, like one of these old fashioned movies. And you're fighting UFOs and all these other things. Graphically, I was like, this is cool. This is not something you see all the time. And so definitely one I would say worth checking out. Did you guys hear about this one or any of the other ones after the direct today? Like there was quite a bit of info. There was a lot of stuff coming out. It was almost like overload.
He's shaking his head. No.
Nope.
The one I heard about the most, which is probably the most popular one out of all of these, is the Hyperlight Drifter, which I haven't played, but every time I fire up Steam or, you know, open up a blog, someone's raving about it. So I'm excited to play it. Again, it's one of those games that looks like it's quote unquote made for the Switch. It purposely has like low res graphics. So I'm excited. I'll pick it up for the Switch because that's not one where I'm like, should I get it for my super high powered PC? Or do you think the Switch will be enough? It's like, no, the Switch is plenty for this game.
Gotcha. All right. Did we lose? Nope. He's back.
I came back.
He's back. He's just. Back. We won't tell him. It's fine.
Here, let me fix that.
No, just leave it.
There, is that better?
His camera was totally
This is just such a stupid, stupid day. I just want to go to bed and wake up and today didn't happen.
All right. Well, before we get to the next little section of news here, I did ask everybody in the Discord, like, what was their favorite game from the showcase? Pudding said Banner Saga. Mel said Bomb Chicken. Killer for Maxis said, I'm excited for Banner Saga 1, 2, and 3, and Bad North looks interesting. Shell Shock, Mark of the Ninja, and Luminumis, I don't know.
Luminis.
Cut Eye said none of the above. Aw. Mikey B said Hollow Knight was not showcased, but that team posted a hopeful tweet in lieu of the direct. Looking forward to that. And then he said, however, if you haven't played Mark of the Ninja, you should be pumped for that. I've beat it too many times for a repurchase, though, like I mentioned earlier. Let's see. Swing Shifter, so happy, so positive. Two words, shovelware. Like, jeez.
Can I elaborate on my thoughts of the overall show? Do we have time for that?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have battery for that? That's the question.
Let me read these last couple, and then we'll do that. So we got Snake Eyes said he's had Mark of the Ninja on Steam, and the 5 hours that I've played has been awesome. Lumas for G.I. Jello. Luma. And the cool dude says Lightfall and the fighting game, which was Fantasy Strike, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dylan just sounds and shapes and Mark of the Ninja for him. So there you go. Yeah, give us the overall. What do you got? What do you think?
So I was I do think some of these games look pretty cool, and I don't want to take away from these devs because some of these are probably going to be must-own titles. This entire thing was about 11 minutes long, assuming they started right on time. I don't remember if they did. It was underwhelming as a live-streamed event for me. I think they would have been better suited just throwing their video up on YouTube like they've done in the past for other things. I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts?
For me, maybe it goes back to like what's said in the past about some things, like managing expectations. I always saw like the Nintendo Directs as like the J.J. Abrams and Michael Bay's and, you know, Steven Spielberg's, like if you're going to compare them to movies, right? And this is more like the Sundance Film Festival, in my opinion. So it's more dramas and, you know, whatever the kids are into. I don't even know anymore.
Less special effects.
They're foreign films with subtitles.
Yeah, foreign films with lots of adult situations, but no effects. But no, so I mean, I wasn't expecting to see like all these, like, I don't know, third person 3D shooters with massive graphics. You know, I did expect to see a lot of mobile-esque style games. And that's to say, like, out of all of them they showed, there's only two that I was kind of like, I'll probably get those.
Yeah.
So, you know. Leopard
Joke said more like M. Night.
Can we talk about the fact that Morphe's Law was not talked about again?
You know what, though? I've heard people say that, and I've seen some other things. They're like, oh, I want more info on this or that. I feel like we don't really get more than one shot with some of these games in these showcases, you know? So, like, and I think Morphe's Law we have seen twice now.
I think you're right. I think it was in a full direct and the indie showcase potentially.
Yeah. So, I mean, and we know it's delayed, which, I mean, hey, that's fine. Get your game. Good. The thing, I think probably the most disappointing thing for this showcase for me was the fact that, like, even while we were doing this show, if we wanted info about this game, Brian just went to Steam. And there wasn't anything that I'm aware of, and maybe some of these are exclusive to the Switch. I know. Yeah. I remember while listening to the showcase, it was like, This one's going to be exclusive first. So there's a few games that haven't been released yet. But for the most part, this is a lot of this stuff has kind of been there, done that for people. You know, I mean, for me,
all
I don't
way
really
down to $2 now.
Yeah. So that's a little interesting. I mean, it's cool to see these. It's cool that we're seeing high quality indies make their way to the Switch. I don't want to just be a negative Nancy about it, but when they showcase things like Golf Story last year that they made very clear this was a Switch exclusive and it looked like Earthbound with golf and, you know, it was just this charming little game. We kind of want to see more of that, I think, anyway.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So, and even the comments in Discord are like, oh, yeah, that was a great game. I've played through it of so many times, though, you know. So it's like, cool that the developers are able to extend the life, and I don't mind seeing these games, especially for someone like me who hasn't played a lot of them, but I still want to see, like, where's the stuff that Nintendo sees the potential in and then puts the backing into and showcases it, you know? That's
so the Switch is already quickly becoming like the Nintendo port machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with it being a Wii U port machine because it makes sense. But I don't know that I'm a huge fan of it becoming an indie port machine. Like, that might be a bridge too far. But I could be in the minority.
At the end of the day, Nintendo's going to make money.
Yeah.
Right? Even if, I mean, they're the platform for these things, just like Steam makes money. Even if they don't have, even if a developer only sells X amount of titles, Steam still makes money. If you've got 5,000 developers putting a game on, guess who's making the money there, right?
Yeah.
But it is on Nintendo to make sure that we don't just get so much shovelware and get so much stuff, you know. And I mean, there are some games on there. It's like, what is Vroom and why is it on there? What is the Troll and I doing on? Even as a physical copy, like what?
Why? That game already told you it was going to troll you. That's on you if you pick that up. I mean, yeah. No.
So
no, I think I'll jump on kind of like what Josh was saying, how it's like maybe Nintendo doesn't really. I think they're taking the stance right now of kind of like an iTunes or like just a service in a sense. And it's like, hey, you want to throw your product on here? Go right ahead. We'll host it.
Yeah.
We'll make it so that, you know, you guys can download it. Nintendo, I think, is kind of they're like that double-edged sword, you know, where it's like their name is so big and people want like the Kirby's, the Mario's, the Yoshi games. And it's like, part of me is like, I guess like in the ideal world, Nintendo would be like, you know what, guys, we've made so much money. We want to give back to the platform that gave us, you know, all of our fame, and we're going to now hype up these other games for other people, and we want to nurture the future of gaming. But at the same time, you know, like, I could see them also being like, whoa, 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 you can put your game on our platform, but hey, you still got to do your own marketing, bro. Like, you know, we're not going to do everything for you.
Yeah.
So I guess there's two sides of the coin there.
I guess that's where I'm a little confused, because, or maybe just spoiled from last year's phenomenal year. But, you know, the indies, like Josh was saying a little bit ago, we saw last year were a lot of exclusives and stuff I hadn't heard of before. I have no problem with you bringing every and any game to the Switch, but are those all really showcase worthy?
Yeah, like I get what you're saying. They're like why is this getting pushed to the top of the list, you know?
Right.
Like what makes this special? Because why would you showcase, like, I have a feeling they don't just like put a bunch of games up on the board and throw darts at them and be like, this one, you know? Like, I'm sure they have to see some form of like whether it's something that excites them, you know?
Right.
And it's like, ooh, this has promise, or ooh, this is super creative. Let's give this a little bit of a boost, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's games they play on Steam that they're excited to have on the platform.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to tell. And being Nintendo, we'll probably never know. But yeah, it's yeah. I guess sometimes we scratch our head, and I don't know. Me, I really look a lot of times at what overseas is doing, but sometimes it's just really hard to figure out what they're thinking. So, yeah. But you know, maybe maybe these were the best. Maybe we're getting some really garbage coming up.
Oh, jeez.
Josh is like, don't say that.
Please no. Please no. Okay, last bit of news. Who knows if anything will come of this, but Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, said he is game for letting Banjo be in Smash. What do you guys think of this? Hey, he seems like he wants to play nice with Nintendo. He's already made it very clear that he's a fan of the Switch. Like he's a fan of PlayStation. He's just a gamer, right? Yeah. Xbox needed him from the beginning of Xbox One's life cycle. Like they had too many suits and ties up on stage at E3 saying, this will do everything for you. It'll be your entertainment monster. And now we have a guy saying, if Nintendo wants to use Banjo and Smash, we're all about it. Let's do it.
I'm gonna go negative Nancy on this.
This is supposed to be the happy part.
I think it's a clear marketing gimmick to get Banjo's name out there again. If they really meant that, why is Master Chief not being thrown out there as we can see him in Smash?
Banjo made its start on the 64.
Sure, but Solid Snake started on PlayStation. We saw him in Smash.
But he's not.
Not true. Wasn't he in Metal Gear, on the original, which was on Nintendo?
Well, it was ported over. It was originally on the, what was that other console?
A ColecoVision?
No, there was a Japanese console that it
Super
was.
Super Famicom?
No.
The Master System? I'm not sure.
I'll get back to you. I'll post that in the Discord. It was on a different console that was a Japanese console, and then they ported it over to Nintendo. I think it's just a move to get, like, nobody's talking about Banjo, so let's throw it out there. He might even mean it, which is fine. Bring him to Smash. That's cool. I just think if they were really serious, they would say, hey, you guys want to use Marcus Fenix? You want to use Master Chief? I don't know.
Forza?
You want Cameo?
Be a car? Yeah, I'm kind of a... It's hard to say. Yes, Phil Spencer lately has been the all-encompassing, let's all be gamers, let's all be friends.
Yeah.
On one side, you could say, like, well, yeah, he's in the position where his console isn't exactly doing super well right now. So it's like, hey, guys, I want to play too. You can use my new football I got for Christmas. Can I play? You know, like, he's in that position. On the flip side, it's like, it's not like what he's saying is wrong. You know, it's not like, and why would it be a bad thing to have an additional character in Smash? You know, it's like, it's not. So, yeah.
And I feel like Banjo for some, I feel like I was a little bit too old to like really have the nostalgia factor for Banjo. I didn't even really play the games on the 64. Like I was playing GoldenEye, right? I was playing Turok. I was going for the more the mature rated games or the, you know, other than like Mario Kart and like first party Nintendo, right? And I know at that time Banjo was, but it just didn't. I'm like, who is this? What is this? I don't, you know, I'll play Ocarina, and so. The only thing I can see is that there's some people that really are very fond of Banjo, and the last game he had on the 360 parts, Nuts and Bolts or whatever. I mean, it was cool, but they could have put any character in that game, right? It wasn't necessarily that they needed to do Banjo. So from where I'm at, sure, it may be a marketing thing, but that's fine. That's fine. If he could be a great character in Smash, you know, and who knows? Maybe we see the Xbox pack as a DLC down the road that has Marcus Fenix, Master Chief, and Banjo and Joanna Dark, like Nightcrawler was saying. You know,
she's never coming back. Let her go, Josh.
I would love it, but they're not bringing Master or Marcus Fenix. The one time the Lancer just revs up, like, that breaks Smash forever. Ruins children's fragile minds all over. Like,
when Smash Bros. Becomes Mortal Kombat, finish him.
Yeah, not happening. But, you know, Master Chief, maybe, like, they did it with Snake. Why not?
Yeah, and I mean, look, like, Diddy Kong Racing ended up on the DS. Viva Pinata ended up on DS. Like, there's been some work together in the past too. So who knows? Well, hey, we did it. We did an hour. Hate's phone didn't die. Hate, where can we find you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at HateZero. If you go to n64josh.com and click around there somewhere, you'll find Discord.
You can just type it in. It works.
That works too. That's even easier to do. So do that. You'll find me on Discord. It's a lot of fun. Great community.
Brian, where can we find you?
You can also find me in the Discord under DJ Hoedown or on the Switch as Waifu Trash.
I love when I'm going through my friends list, like, what? Who is this?
No one can find you on the Switch. You have to tell us. It's like SW46321-4364.
All that action. That's the next thing that has to go. Come on. Yeah. Update 6.0. Let's do it, Nintendo.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's change lives together.
Guys, you're going to find me on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Patreon, Vero, Farmers Only, N64 Josh, all the places. N64Josh.com is the hub for all this content. N64Josh.com/NPC77 is where you'll find the show notes and that video for Squadron 51, because it's good. It's good. I recommend checking it out. This show is available Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, pretty much all the places you can listen to podcasts. We're gonna be there now. If you're watching on YouTube after the fact, hey, leave us a comment. What'd you think of this Nindies showcase? Did you love it? Did you dislike it? Let me know. If you're checking this out on the website, there's a place for comments there. What'd you think of the Nindies? Let me know. Let me know. Lastly, audibletrial.com/NPC gets you a free audiobook. You know, check out Ready Player One or Super Mario. OPC.com. Comfortable, affordable gaming chairs. That's what I'm sitting in right now. Save $10 with coupon code N64Josh. Also, I believe there's a $20 off sale going on for the Master Series, so go to their website to confirm that. If you're enjoying the show, you want to leave us a review on iTunes, I'd really, really appreciate it. We are getting close to being back to a 5-star podcast. We're getting there. Everybody's been leaving reviews. We're like 110 at least. So thank you guys for that. I appreciate it. If you're here with us live, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. If you're listening to this, just the audio version, thank you so much for that. And we will see you Thursday for the NPC Mini. Later, guys.